Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast again today, continuing to share with you on the subject of the fear of the Lord. And we've been talking about this on this subject for several broadcasts. We've seen that the fear of the Lord is to stand in awe of Him and reverence and respect of God. And when we have the fear of the Lord, that's the beginning of knowledge and wisdom and the instruction of wisdom. It is to hate evil. And as when we have the fear of the Lord, we will absolutely depart from the things that are not of Him. How do we develop the fear of the Lord? We're going to be taught the fear of the Lord. We're going to hear the Word, have a heart that's right before Him. Be a consistent doer of the Word. We're going to be a tither. We're going to have a heart that is going to be united in singleness of heart in fearing the Lord. We are going to be obedient. As you're obedient, that shows that you have the fear of God before you. God proves you in this area, and you, as you have the fear of the Lord developed, you won't sin. So as you are overcoming areas of sin, that shows the establishment and the development of the fear of the Lord in your life. As you praise and worship Him, that shows the fear of the Lord. As you walk uprightly before Him, and you delight greatly in His commandments, and you perfect holiness through crucifying the flesh and casting out the evil spirits, that shows the fear of the Lord developed in you. As you walk in love, and you don't oppress another, or you don't take advantage of people and put a stumbling block before them, or you don't rule with severity, or you don't take an advantage of someone to make increase off a brother or gain interest off of a brother, that shows the fear of the Lord. We also saw that scripture in Psalms 55:19. It said, because they have no changes, therefore they fear not God. As you have change in your life, that shows the fear of the Lord. If you don't have any changes, where is the fear of God in your life? Because the fear of God will cause you to get in the Word, and you will repent and turn from sin. Also, we saw the fact that the fear of the Lord is our treasure. As we have the fear of the Lord, we are going to be in fellowship with others who have the fear of the Lord, like believers who fear God. And we'll have one heart and one way, and we're going to submit one to another in the fear of the Lord. Also, the fear of the Lord will cause you to enter into the promises of God, because you're going to walk by faith, not by sight. You're not going to want to have any promise left out. And you're going to work out your salvation with fear and trembling. In Hebrews 4:1, it talks about how they were going to be mixing their faith with the word that was preached. That shows the fear of the Lord. Also, receiving a kingdom that could not be moved, they were serving God with reverence and godly fear. I'll tell you, we have been given the position of ruling and reigning in the Lord Jesus Christ, as we have been brought into the kingdom of God, having been delivered out of the authority of darkness and translated into the kingdom of the Lord Jesus Christ. And having received a kingdom which cannot be moved, in Hebrews 12:28, it says, let us have grace whereby we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear. We must serve Him as we rule and reign under the lordship of Jesus Christ. And we're going to do this in the fear of the Lord. Also, we're going to be pulling others out of the fire to bring them out of bondage, to bring them out of being snared by the devil. And we're even going to hate our garments spotted by the flesh. We don't want to have any fleshly things in us. Remember, Jesus is coming back for a church without spot, without wrinkle, that is going to be holy in the fear of the Lord before Him. Well, today we're going to go on and talk about the blessings of the fear of the Lord. We've established these principles that are so important in our life in these previous broadcasts. We need to see what the Bible says about the blessings that will come upon us. In Psalms 15:4, the Bible says, He honoreth them that fear the Lord. When you have the fear of the Lord before you, God says He will honor you. He will come and bless you. His honor will cause you to be exalted in due season. Psalms 25:12, what man is he that feareth the Lord? Him shall he teach in the way that he shall choose. God will teach you in the way that he chooses for you. It goes on and says, his soul shall dwell at ease, and his seed shall inherit the earth. your soul, that's the area of your will, your intellect, your emotions, will dwell at ease. You're going to have peace. You're going to have calmness. Things are going to be going well with your soul. You're going to be prospering in your soul. And remember, you'll never enter into health and prosperity in your life until your soul is prospering, according to 3 John verse 2. And then he goes on in verse 14, he says, the secret of the Lord is with them that fear him, and he will show them his covenant. God is going to reveal the secret of the Lord, the secret counsel from God. He's going to show us his covenant. Why? Because we have the fear of God. He just doesn't show it to anybody. He shows it to those who have the fear of the Lord. In Psalms 31, verse 19, oh, how great is thy goodness, which thou hast laid up for them that fear thee, which thou hast wrought for them that trust in thee before the sons of men. The fear of the Lord is shown in your life as you trust in God. If you trust in the Lord, you're going to be walking by faith. You're going to be acting upon his word. You're going to be hearing and doing what he tells you to do. And that shows evidence of the reverential respect of God, the fear of the Lord, the reverence for him, and obedience to his word. And what's going to happen? God's goodness is laid up for you, and his goodness and mercy are going to be coming upon you in your life. In Psalms 33, the Bible talks about the eye of the Lord upon you. The eye of the Lord's upon them that fear him, upon them that hope in his mercy. You know, when the eye of the Lord upon you, he is going to bring forth good things. The eyes of the Lord are over the righteous. His ears are open unto their prayers. And it's for those who have the fear of the Lord. And what's he going to do? He's going to deliver your soul from death. And he's going to bring his life unto you. Another blessing, Psalms 34, verse 7. The angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him and delivereth them. You know, so many people want to claim that promise in Psalms 91 that the angels will have charge over us to keep us in all of our ways. But you know, a lot of people claim that promise and then wonder why problems have happened, why calamities have happened, what happened to the angels. You have to look at all the scriptures to see how the angels will operate. Here it says, the angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him. Here's some qualifications that need to be met. We need to have the fear of the Lord. Otherwise, you can't just claim a scripture, the angels are going to protect me and keep me in all my ways, and then walk in the ways of sin and think that they're going to be protecting you. The angel of the Lord encamps round about them that fear him. Those are the ones that are obedient. Those are the ones that have changed. And there's the ones that are walking in the ways of God and have submitted themselves. And they're delighting greatly in his commandments. They've yielded themselves to the Lord. They have a tender heart before him. They're hearers and doers of the word of God. So remember that as you have the fear of God before you, then the angel will encamp round about you. He'll protect you. And he will deliver you, praise God. And it goes on in verse 8, it says, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. Verse 9, oh, fear the Lord, ye his saints, for there is no want to them that fear him, no lack to them that fear him. Otherwise, there'll be no lack, no want, no deficiency. Every need will be met when you have the fear of the Lord, when you're speaking his word, when you're doing what he says. He's going to bless you and meet all of your needs. Verse 10, the young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. Come, ye children, hearken unto me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. What man is he that desireth life and loveth many days, that he may see good? This is the one, see, who's walking in the fear of the Lord. It says, keep thy tongue from evil and thy lips from speaking guile. Be sure that you're speaking what God wants. Remember, death and life are in the power of the tongue. You need to speak what God's word says. If you won't speak the word of God, you just speak whatever you want. That shows a lack of the fear of the Lord. We are to speak forth words that minister life. We don't want to let any corrupt communication come out of our mouth. Keep your tongue from evil. Psalms 85:9. Surely his salvation is nigh them that fear him. Salvation refers to not just being saved and having eternal life, but also it refers to deliverance, it refers to healing, it refers to peace, protection, prosperity, preservation, God's blessings in our life. The salvation of the Lord is nigh who? Those that fear him, praise God. Psalms 103, verse 11, 13, and 17 says, so great is his mercy towards them that fear him. The Lord pities those that fear Him. The mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon who? Those that fear Him. When you have the fear of God before you, God's mercy will be towards you. And I'll tell you, the mercy of God is the love of God in action. It brings healing, it brings deliverance, it brings freedom, it brings the miracles of God to come on the scene. That's the manifest presence of God to deliver you from the enemy's works in your life. Over in Psalms 118, verse 4, it says, "Let them now fear the Lord, that His mercy endureth forever." Boy, the mercy of God, it's available for you when you have the fear of God. And then in Psalms 115, verse 11, it says, "Ye that fear the Lord, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield." When you have the fear of the Lord before you and you trust in Him, what's He going to do? He's going to come to your aid. He's going to be your help. He's going to be your shield and bless you. You see, all these promises that are in the Word of God, they're tied into the fear of the Lord established in your life. If you don't have the fear of God before you, then these promises are not going to come to pass in your life. It says He'll bless those that fear the Lord, both small and great. The Lord will increase you more and more. You're blessed when you're walking in the fear of the Lord. Over in Psalms 119, verse 38, it says, "Establish thy word unto thy servant who is devoted to thy fear." Do you want to get the Word of God established in you? This is one of the blessings. The Word will be established in your life if you're devoted to the fear of the Lord. Psalms 128:1, "Blessed is everyone that fears the Lord, that walks in His ways." God will bless you. He will cause the labor of your hands to be blessed. You'll be happy. You'll be blessed. Those in your household will be blessed because you're walking in obedience to what God tells you to do. You know something, though? We've got to choose the fear of the Lord. Proverbs 1:29 says they didn't choose the fear of the Lord, and they ate after their own things that came in their life. They got after the whatever they were sowing. If you choose the fear of the Lord because you're going to choose to do what God says, then His blessings will come on you, and He will do great and mighty things in blessing you in your life. We'll see you in the next broadcast. God bless you. As I close today, do you have needs in your life? If so, we have a healing, deliverance, and counseling center to minister to your needs. We've seen the Lord set people free from anger, fear, anxiety, emotional and mental problems, as well as poverty and loss of prosperity and addictive problems such as nicotine, alcohol, drugs, and gluttony. The Lord will deliver you from all of these problems. If you would like to receive personal ministry, please call 268-WORD. That's 268-9673. And now, until I greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a doer of the Word of God.